A very good day to you. I'm Hank Gross, MidHudsonNews.com. It's Monday, April 22nd. The news today brought to you by the Galleria at Crystal Run. The closed-door policy of Newburgh City Manager Todd Venning has apparently extended to the Orange County seat in Goshen. Venning, who's been city manager for 3 years and city controller before that, has refused to talk to the media and has imposed a gag order on all city employees, including department heads, delegating that role to just one person. County Executive Stephen Newhouse takes issue with the way City Hall is being run.
I love the city, and it's got so much potential, and we have so many people that still want to invest and do things there. But we really have a communication problem, and it's the district attorney, the sheriff, and myself never even met the city manager. Never met him. You know, we need to have the two law enforcement agencies work a lot closer together, not only the county sheriff's office, the state police, and the city police department, but the local partners as well. And I think that can use some improvement.
The city spokesman did not respond to a request for comment about Newhouse's remarks prior to the story being published. One city councilwoman, Ramona Monteverdi, has acknowledged that City Hall needs to open up the lines of communication. There are presently 9 hotels in the town of Wallkill, and a 10th is under construction. The latest one is being built directly across from another one that was constructed just a few weeks ago. County economic development officials say that on weekends, it's difficult to find an available room, and more are needed. Other areas of Orange County have hotels popping up, but there's still growing demand. Orange County has a growing filmmaking industry with sound stages in the greater Newburgh area, yet the shortage of available rooms for crew and actors has driven many across the Hudson River to Dutchess County. In Fishkill alone, there are 2 clusters of hotels that officials say are accommodating the Orange County crews. Prior mismanagement of village finances may force Monticello to file for bankruptcy, according to its new mayor, Rochelle Massey. The mayor says if the village comes out of its financial crisis unscathed, in her words, it will be a work of God. Massey cited, among other issues, employee raises that far exceed the tax cap.
If the cap is 2% on the taxes, how do you get 4% or 5% or 6% or 8%? Because you're negative 2 if you're 4%, you're negative 3 if you're 3%, and it's not fair for the taxpayers.
The mayor said the mismanagement of village finances has been going on for years. More news right after this.
Find over 100 retailers allowing you to spend hours shopping safely at the Galleria at Crystal Run. Enjoy the big brands and the diverse selection of family-owned stores all in one location. The Galleria at Crystal Run offers dining options for everyone with Fuji, 110 Grill, Allen's Mediterranean Grill, and Peru Cuisine. Discover the Mid-Hudson Valley's premier shopping, dining, and entertainment destination, the Galleria at Crystal Run. For more information, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, or visit GalleriaCrystalRun.com.
East End 2 in Newburgh has received the Governor's Award for Excellence in Nonprofit Achievement. The project was an over $30 million scattered site multi-year initiative by the nonprofit organization RUPCO. The Kingston-based group used state and federal historic rehabilitation tax credits, affordable housing credits, and LEED certification to rehabilitate and construct over 60 mixed-income homes in Newburgh. In addition to developing housing, a former Methodist church was adaptively reused to create commercial, social, and educational space in the neighborhood. The state attorney general is demanding that Forestburg Town Supervisor Dan Hoag and town board members review and make changes to Local Law 3, which the office says imposes unfair zoning restrictions on houses of worship. Specifically, an April 19th letter from the AG says the local law targets and discriminates against the Jewish community. According to the attorney general, the town's local law establishes unreasonable zoning requirements for places of worship. One provision of the law requires houses of worship in residential areas to have 200-acre side and rear yards, which is double or even quadruple the requirement for secular buildings that would accommodate the same amount of people. State Supreme Court Justice Timothy McElduff has declared the City of Newburgh's Emergency Tenant Protection Act declaration null and void. The Hudson Valley Property Owners Association challenged the city's declaration. The ruling is a victory for property owners as they are free from the egregious governmental outreach of having their properties taken for the public's benefit and the vortex of an impenetrable state DHCR bureaucracy, said Richard Lanzalone, executive director of the Landlords Group. Ulster County legislator Mana Jo Green has been talking trash for most of her adult life, and for that reason, the county legislature bestowed upon her a Lifetime Achievement Award. The award was specifically for her lifetime of environmental advocacy and activism. In accepting the award, Green noted, "We have a global climate crisis."
Many of you probably think recycling, that we always did recycling. 33 years ago, that wasn't the case. And we took our recycling rate here in Ulster County from 4% to 40% in a decade. And now we have to take it from 40% to 80%.
Green's environmental activism also included the fight to clean the Hudson River of the PCB contamination by General Electric, the closure of the Indian Point nuclear power plant, banning fracking in the state, and serving as the environmental director of Hudson River Clearwater. The U.S. Military Academy hosted the Hudson Valley Spring Special Olympics at Shea Stadium and Arvin Gym over the weekend. Some 600 athletes from Orange, Rockland, Sullivan, Dutchess, Westchester, Putnam, and Ulster counties participated in the event. I'm Hank Gross, MidHudsonNews.com. The news today brought to you by the Galleria at Crystal Run.